Hey, what's up, everyone? I want to welcome you to day number two of the Manhood Talks. My name is Gabriel Nieves, and it's great to be with you. So today, we are going to go back to our roots. Yes, indeed, we are going to go old school. If you want to know what it means to be a man, then we got to trace our roots. And let me tell you that you're not the first person to wrestle with what it means to be a man. You see, your dad was here first and his dad before him, but today we are going to follow the family line all the way back to number one. We're going to go back to Genesis chapter one, the creation story. We jump in on day number six of creation. God has already completed the creation of light, the creation of the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the birds that soar in the skies, and the vast multitudes of the ocean creatures. And here, on day number six, the land animals, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26, then God said, let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Now, the creation of mankind is no small task. The human body is the most complex machine in the known universe. See, I know a few engineers that have actually worked on rockets, and they actually launch stuff into outer space. Now, it doesn't mean that they're smarter than me and you. It just means that they know a thing or two about machines. And as a machine, the body is impressive. See, your body is made up about 7 octillion atoms. That's a lot of zeros. 27 to be exact. And they are all neatly organized into tiny little cells, with each and every cell more complex and sophisticated than the International Space Station. A single cell has 100,000 moving parts, completing thousands of complex operations every second. You have about 37 trillion of those little machines, self-replicating wonders, all working together in millions of interconnected processes, forming tissues which work together, to make organs which work together, to make systems which work together, to make your body. And of course, you might believe that all those got there by accident. You might even believe that the space station got there by accident, but I think it's a little insulting and disrespectful to the folks who actually designed it. But see, imagine in your mind's eye, if you discovered 37 trillion space stations all working together in one fantastic mega machine, just flying through space and performing beautifully. Now, if a scientist announced that this tremendous machine got there by accident, or a series of accidents, that it was not evidence of alien intelligence, would you give him a round of applause? Still, it is interesting that here in the book of Genesis, the Bible doesn't mention any of that complexity. Rather, it focuses almost entirely on just one aspect of mankind. One word repeated 3 times, image. Look at verse 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. First, please note, both male and female were created in God's image. Our series is about manhood, but first we need to look at what it means to be mankind, male or female. And the Bible says it in our roots, at the core of what it means to be us, that we are created in God's image. So what does that mean? Do we look like God? Does God have 2 eyes and 10 toes like me and you? Well, I think it's more deeper than that. Now, when you look at an image, a picture of someone, that image is not the actual person, but it reminds you of them, right? Not just because they have 2 eyes and 1 chin, but because it reflects a part of who they are. So we have a little insight of this image concept in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, where it says that Adam, the first man, had a son in his likeness and in his image, a son in his father's image. Now, if you happen to know me as a teenager and you also met my son today, you probably noticed something. We're not the same person, but there's something there. Part of it is looks, part of it the way we laugh, part of it our personality or the way we talk. But my son is his own man, but he's also a reflection of his dad, of his mom, and of his creator. So what does it mean to be made in God's image? Whatever it means, it's at the very core of manhood. And that brings us to the subject of faith. As we examine what it means to be a man, we're also going to look at our four pillars of man's character: faith, courage, strength, and love. Today, faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, defines faith this way. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. See, faith and manhood go hand in hand. It is essential because only faith can connect us back to the image of God that we were made for. So here's what I want you to do next. First, read Genesis chapter 1 and the assigned reading. Just a couple of passages, but this is your journey, your faith walk. And I want you to write down your thoughts. So you can either write them in a journal, or if your group has a discussion page set up to share your answers together, use that. So here's two simple questions to answer in your own words. Question number one, what do you think it means to be made in God's image? Question number two, how do you think your faith affects your understanding of what it means to be a man and how you develop your sense of identity? And we'll see you here back tomorrow on Manhood Talks.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.